In the sleek offices of Silicon Valley, four friends created a platform that would transform global communication forever. But Twitter's origin story isn't just about technology. It's a Shakespearean drama of friendship, betrayal, and billion-dollar power struggles. While the platform helped topple dictatorships during the Arab Spring, its founders were orchestrating their own internal coups. What began as a simple status update tool accidentally revolutionized journalism, politics, and celebrity culture, connecting 330 million users worldwide, yet was built on the ruins of broken friendships and shattered trust. The most fascinating aspect of Twitter's creation isn't the technology itself, but how a side project born from failure became a global phenomenon. Imagine creating something that changes the world only to be pushed out of your own company. This happened not once, but repeatedly among Twitter's founders. Their story reveals an uncomfortable truth. Sometimes the visionaries who create revolutionary tools aren't the ones who end up controlling them. The platform that connected millions ultimately disconnected its own creators. Noah Glass brought quiet intensity to Twitter's early days, transforming his voice to blog service into Odeo, Twitter's predecessor. His focus on human connection through technology became a core principle of Twitter's design, despite personal challenges, including a divorce. Jack Dorsey's fascination with city maps and dispatch systems shaped Twitter's architecture. His notebooks, filled with sketches of urban movement patterns, revealed his systematic approach to information flow. Though his background included massage therapy and botanical illustration, his structured thinking defined Twitter's functionality. Biz Stone left his secure position at Google for Odeo, prioritizing meaningful work over financial stability. His talent for translating complex technical concepts into accessible language helped communicate Twitter's value to mainstream users. The founders' diverse perspectives created fertile ground for innovation. Noah's emotional intelligence, Jack's systematic thinking, Biz's communication skills, and Ev Williams' platform-building experience combined to form the foundation of one of history's most influential social platforms. In February 2006, during Odeo's crisis, Jack Dorsey proposed a platform for real-time status updates. While status sharing existed on LiveJournal and AIM, Jack's vision uniquely emphasized simplicity and immediacy. His initial sketch featured the core elements that would define Twitter: avatars, timestamps, and short messages. The name Twitter emerged after careful consideration, chosen for its multiple meanings: short bursts of information, bird chirps, and nervous excitement. The team rejected alternatives like status, SMSE, and friend stalker. Jack's first tweet, "Just setting up my Twitter," on March 21, 2006, marked the beginning of a communication revolution. The 140-character limit, determined by SMS restrictions, 160 characters minus 20 for usernames, became a defining feature that sparked creativity. This constraint led to innovations like hashtags and URL shorteners, fundamentally changing how people express themselves online. Early development was marked by frequent crashes, symbolized by the infamous fail whale image. These technical challenges, while frustrating, fostered community among early users and pushed the team to build a more robust platform while maintaining their focus on simplicity and real-time communication. Twitter's defining moment came at the 2007 South by Southwest conference, where daily tweets surged from 20,000 to 60,000. The platform discovered its purpose as attendees coordinated meetups and shared event updates in real time, revealing Twitter's true strength as an information network. Success brought immediate challenges. The fail whale became a common sight as servers crashed under viral growth, while engineers scrambled to patch an infrastructure never meant for millions of users. Despite technical issues, users stayed loyal to Twitter's unique ability to surface real-time information. Leadership struggles emerged over the company's direction. Jack Dorsey's CEO tenure ended in 2008 due to commitment concerns, while his power struggle with Ev Williams highlighted competing visions. Was Twitter a status updater or a global information network? These conflicts led to shifting strategies and unclear messaging. Perhaps the most significant conflict involved Noah Glass, who was removed from the company despite being one of Twitter's earliest champions. His departure exemplified startup culture's harsh reality, where early visionaries could be discarded once their initial contributions were complete. Twitter's political significance emerged dramatically during Iran's 2009 post-election protests. When traditional media faced severe restrictions, Iranian citizens used the platform to share real-time updates and coordinate demonstrations. Activists used hashtags like #IranElection to organize information, while citizen journalists documented events through mobile uploads, creating unprecedented real-time coverage that circumvented state controls. This unexpected role in international politics forced Twitter to confront its global responsibilities. During the Arab Spring movements of 2010-2012, the platform became essential for organizing protests and sharing unfiltered news. The hashtag #Jan25 became synonymous with Egypt's revolution, demonstrating Twitter's power to unify movements across borders. Think about it. A tool created for sharing mundane status updates was suddenly toppling dictatorships. Natural disasters like the 2011 Japanese tsunami and Hurricane Sandy revealed Twitter's value as an emergency communication system. Affected communities shared immediate updates, while geotagging helped pinpoint areas needing assistance. Presidential elections worldwide were transformed by Twitter's ability to enable direct communication between candidates and voters, while simultaneously creating new challenges around misinformation. As Twitter evolved from a simple status update service to a global information network, it faced increasingly complex challenges. The platform developed sophisticated content moderation systems while navigating varying international regulations and cultural sensitivities. Features like trending topics helped organize the growing flow of information, while verified accounts addressed authentication challenges in an increasingly complex digital landscape. Twitter's journey demonstrates how seemingly simple ideas can transform into world-changing innovations. What's most remarkable is how many of its most important features came from users rather than executives. Hashtags were proposed by user Chris Messina in 2007, while the retweet function was formalized after users created informal ways to share others' tweets by adding RT before messages. This organic development showed how social platforms could evolve through collective intelligence rather than corporate planning. The platform's impact on journalism, celebrity culture, and public discourse has been profound. Traditional news cycles compressed from hours to minutes, forcing media organizations to adapt their reporting processes. Celebrities found direct channels to their audiences, bypassing traditional gatekeepers. Ordinary users could suddenly find their voices amplified to millions through viral tweets, creating new forms of digital influence and democratizing public conversation. Twitter's creation story ultimately reveals something profound about innovation. Revolutionary ideas often emerge not from careful planning, but from creative adaptation to failure. Twitter wasn't the product its founders set out to build. It was what they created when their original vision collapsed. In that moment of crisis, they discovered something far more valuable than they had initially imagined. Isn't that the greatest lesson? Sometimes our most significant contributions come not from executing our perfect plans, but from how we respond when those plans fall apart.